100 Word Stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the stories, and you came up with stories on the topic of who cares. We also got Zach Mann back. Welcome back, Zach Mann. Just giving you all time to welcome back. Okay, you want to hear the stories? Here we go.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic, Who Cares? It's a somewhat jaded take on the way things are. It's called Manifesto. It's election time again, and the politicians are crawling out from their unholy pits of self-gratification to ply their insincere charm and empty promises to a disbelieving electorate. We care about the environment, they proclaim, from the steps of their private jets. We care about employment and a living wage, they profess, whilst raking in the cash from after-dinner speeches and televised debates. We care about people and their rights, they protest, whilst turning their backs on the demands of those they serve. All just words without meaning. So, really, who cares? Who knows? Does it matter anyway? Okay, I'm off. Speak to you next. Goodbye.
This is Zach Mann. Who cares? Here at Who Cares Retirement Home for the aging science fiction fan, every day is like a sci-fi convention. You are likely to see our staff dressed as your favorite science fiction characters. Your doctor could be the doctor, and your reading lights are put on Gallifrey stands. Cosplay is optional for residents and their guests. No tribbles, but our own Dr. Hooves lives on the other side of the yellow brick road from the main dorm. A reminder to any staff cosplaying as Klingon, unless coloring textiles, you are forbidden to use the phrase, "It's a good day to die."
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called Join Together with the Band. It isn't so much who cares as what has been left in their wake. Baba O'Reilly, Who's Next, Pinball Wizard, Won't Get Fooled Again, My Generation, Behind Blue Eyes, Eminence Front, It's Hard Love, Rain Over Me, I Can't Explain, I Can See for Miles, Boris the Spider, Magic Bus, Squeeze Box, You Better You Bet, Another Tricky Day, Going Mobile, Trickle of Light, Young Man's Blues, Long Live Rock and Roll, The Acid Queen, Pictures of Lily, The Seeker, I'm Free, The Kids Are All Right, I Can See for Miles, Happy Jack, and my favorite, Join Together. Yep, who cares? And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Ask yourself, who cares? Who cares enough to notice newspapers piling up on your doorstep? The unanswered phone calls. The plaintive cries of your starving cats. Who cares enough to pay you that visit to check you're all right? who cares enough to notice your absence at church, the missed appointments, and the ceasing of your daily walks in the park. Nobody cares. But they will. Eventually. Once the smell of rotting flesh pervades the air, and the maggots and flies infest the street, when the bills remain unpaid, and the litter builds up, then they'll care. But far too late.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The chair faced a big wooden crate. Fragile. Fragile could mean a lot of things, he thought. Glass. He sat down and leaned forward. Rare wine. He sat back. Do not open it, they said. He stared at it and pondered. He wanted to open it. Porcelain. He tilted his head and tried to read the label. It was wet and blurry. Ah, screw them! He stood up and opened the crate. It was filled with ideas. Special ones, too. The crate was filled with books, something extremely rare those days. He sneaked one out and closed the crate again, smiling. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of norvillejoe.com and of the Pariah Podcast, available at iTunes. And this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 708, I think, with a prompt of, who cares? You probably don't care, but my NaNoWriMo's not going that great right now. I'm only at about 32,000 words, and I'd hope to be coming down to the wire and finishing up at this time, but with family problems and life getting in the way, I should still get 50,000 by the time I'm done. Anyway, like I said, who cares? Here's my story. Bilbert watched Linoleum Amanda twirl around the dance floor as the fire sprinklers rained water down on her. Roderick laughed at Bilbert and pointed, "You're going to get soaked if you stand there." Bilbert shrugged, "Who cares?" Ms. Fruncio finally encouraged them all to leave the cafeteria and call their parents. Bilbert started to get out his phone. Linoleum Amanda said, "Let's fly home." "We can't do that," Bilbert said. "People might see." Linoleum Amanda shrugged. "Who cares?" "I care," he said, dropping back from the kids around them and waiting for them to look away before they floated up into the air. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Light at the intersection has timing issues. Two reds isn't a problem. Two greens is. It didn't take long for a wreck. A young couple and a cab driver died. The families sued the city. Their lawyers walked away with a lot of money. The city had to cut budgets, and repair crews went without a cost of living adjustment. So they went on strike. More things broke. More people died. More people sued. Things fell apart quickly. The cops went on strike too, the fire department also. We sit and watch the city burn through the night and laugh.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of who cares. I know who cares. You do. Enough to be a part of the weekly challenge and to listen. Maybe even comment. I don't know. Nobody ever comments. Anyway, the next topic is option. So go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for the text of the stories, links to various people's sites, the archives. What else is there? I haven't even been there in forever. I mean, I just post to it. I might go to the back-end WordPress part of it, but what's the rest? I don't remember. I'll probably take a look at it today. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. And if you're running a little late and you're like, oh my God, I could have sent in a story. Well, go ahead and send it in. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. And as always, keep it brief.